Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Conversations exploring life, faith, and hope. Discover more interviews at openhousecommunity.com.au.
A third of Australian children aged 11 to 13 years say that their fathers work too much. That's not going to surprise you, but a new study by the ANU has validated that. The study observed around 3,000 fathers and their children. That's a big study in anyone's language. And it wasn't just the numbers. They went back and actually observed and asked qualitative as well as quantitative questions. I wanted to catch up with one of the best fathers I know. His name is Dave Stevens. And Dave is the principal of the Alta One schools. These are schools in Western Australia and in Queensland. Welcome to Open House, Dave.
Thank you, Stephen. It's good to be here.
What type of kids turn up at the Alta One schools?
So we work with what is defined as educationally at-risk young people. Yeah. They're young people, mainly 15 to 19-year-olds, but we work with all of high school to help them regain access to education. So they're young people who would previously been described as your angry young man scenario, right through to now a very high population of young people who are depressed, anxious, suicidal. And we help them try and basically get back through the education door and re-enter society to eventually, hopefully, get themselves into further education or a positive lifestyle.
Now, you have campuses in Perth and you also have a campus, a fairly new one, in Caboolture in Queensland.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah,
and you've been pretty successful, I understand it. In fact, I know you've been successful because you told me.
Thank you for that. It all depends on how you define success, isn't it?
Yeah.
We have over 60% attendance rate for our young people. When you consider the habitual non-attenders, we're very, very proud of that fact. And it's more about the young lives that step back into life, step back into education. Each one's an individual, and it's very exciting to see them succeed.
Now, Dave, you've been doing a lot of thinking about the fathering issue. You even got a Churchill Fellowship to go overseas and look at some of these issues that tend to generate these kids that are just leading difficult lives and who need to be restored back to be able to cope with mainstream life.
Yep.
So tell me, this fathering study, where were its touch points for you?
I'm really excited to read it. It's a great piece of work, and it's very good to see the research is now being done into this area. I was challenged by the fact that it's honed in on the work-life relationship, and there was one small statement in there that work life is a problem, but also social norms. And that aspect of social norms is quite intriguing because first off, you've just introduced me as Dave Stevens, principal of Alta One.
Yep.
And yet you've met my sons.
Yes, I've played Pokemon Go with your sons.
You certainly have. You've met some of the foster children that we've had through our house.
Yes, I have.
And I think you even held a baby that we were looking after at the time when you came across.
Yes, I did.
And you know my family situation, and yet you've introduced me by my work role. Interesting that we as a society, especially males, actually find our purpose, find our identity through our work roles or what we produce.
Yes, but the reason I'm talking to you, my friend, is because I know a lot more about you and I know your compassionate heart. But you're absolutely right. And I'll tell you something else. I have stopped asking people, what do you do? I go up to somebody and I say to them, hello, my name's Steve, whatever they tell me their name. I say, what are you interested in?
Very good. Very good.
And so many men are uncomfortable when I do that. Now, what do you make
absolutely.
Of that?
Amazing point. I deliberately now don't ask people what they do for a living because that's the ranking system we as males use to identify ourselves. And it's tell me about yourself or how's, you know, do you have a family or who are you, which we just don't know how to identify.
Yeah.
One of the conversations I have with a lot of parents is that, in general terms, and I mean general terms, mother and father have different roles. And given the fact that the population of our school is not like it, it's similar to every other school, 50% of the children in it do not have their biological father living with them. It's interesting to look at the things that sociologists tell us about parental roles. Mother has this amazing role to show love. My mum's words for it was love regardless. The ability to just keep loving and loving and loving irrespective. And father's role is about purpose and identity.
Right.
The other way around, because I think purpose comes out of identity.
Okay.
And so we have a society now as males where if we haven't had a strong father figure in our life, if we ourselves are struggling with who we are and where we're heading, we then pass on that uncertainty to our children. And so we're starting to see, in my opinion, and this is unsubstantiated, this growing issue of identity, where do we fit as males within our society?
That's a very interesting observation. Now, let's just go backwards on one thing you said. You said 50% of the kids in your school, and these are by definition children in need, 50% of them have no father figure at home?
Yes. We've got some amazing mothers and fathers in our school, and in no way do I want to degrade the work that they're doing. But just from observation, I would suggest even though 50% of the students may have a male figure at home, it would be somewhere around 20% that would have an actively engaged father in their life.
All right, so you get to this thing that the study itself calls long hours and longings. When I was doing work on boys' education issues in the 1990s, I very much came away thinking that there was a great father hunger amongst the people I was looking at. And a lot of the problems the boys were having is because they just had this father hunger. And you go into a group, I'd go to men's groups or rotary clubs and talk about fatherhood issues and how boys' education depended on good male role models, particularly reading books and doing that sort of stuff. And men would tear up in a way that I found really quite extraordinary.
Yeah, I would concur totally with that. My own life experience has been the same. I'm happy to talk about that a bit later, but I would say that most of our young people, whether it's mainstream schooling, having taught in a number of government schools and independent schools, our young people, males and females, are desperate for the love, appropriate love, of a father figure. And all the research is saying that doesn't have to be the biological father. For me, my grandfather played an amount of that role.
Yes.
And my own father was an evacuee during the Second World War.
Yes.
And was military-based for 26 years, and so came and went. And during my teenage years, he was there, but not. So he had his own depression and issues to deal with. And it was when I came into my 20s that I realized that he'd never said the words, "I love you," and couldn't actually articulate those words himself. He'd never been shown love. The whole rejection of being ripped away at the age of 2 and sent out away from his own parents had left him with the trauma that he could not express. So he passed away 20 years ago, but before he did, we managed to hug.
Yes.
We managed to get to the point where he could say, "But you know I do."
Yes.
But the words could never come out. So it's an ongoing battle for even males of our age to work out, well, there's still a hole there. There's still a gap there. How do we fill it?
Yes, indeed.
How do we deal with that father hunger?
On Open House, our guest is Dave Stevens. Dave is the principal of Alta One, but, cheeky fella, he's so much more than that. He's a father of some wonderful children. He's a husband of a fantastic wife. He's the brother of a lovely sister I met who lives in the UK, and that was special meeting your sister. He's a foster father, he's a carer for many, and he's someone who's overcome this father hunger issue. I've heard you tell your boys how much you love them, and you've done it publicly, and they reciprocate. It's very good. But there are men listening to us right now, Dave, who are feeling this pressure of not being able to, feeling not good enough as a father. Where do you suggest they start?
Wow, it's a massive question. And so each person's journey is different, but there is some common threads that I would encourage them to look at, and by no means am I an expert on this. I'm just a man that's walking the same pathway as them. So for me, I turned to a faith. I turned to my faith, and I encountered a heavenly father who fulfilled the longings and desires to tell me that I have value and I have purpose. And it's out of that that I've managed to step forward. So that was my first point, and I would encourage anyone to explore their spirituality, explore their faith, and search for a God that can touch them where they're at and love them unconditionally. And so you've got both the roles of mother and father there in that. So the love of a mother and the unconditional love of a mother, and then the ongoing affirmation of purpose and identity that comes from father.
You find those both in God the Father. Yes,
I certainly do.
That's
and
beautiful.
It's through faith, through Jesus Christ, that I've come to know that.
So your fathering comes out of your faith?
I would say it comes out of a mixture of both my faith and my pain. So it's not uncommon for all of us, as we find, can I use the word healing? As we find fulfillment in the things that hurt us, we then pass on that fulfillment that comes from that. Our mess becomes our message, I believe Joyce Meyer says. And so I think definitely the faith and the love I've received from a Heavenly Father, I'm very happy to pass on.
That's beautiful. And I wonder about sons, and I'm going to tell you a story that I'm going to find it hard to control myself here, but here we go. I spoke at a church. I might have told you this last year. I spoke at a church a while back. It was a men's dinner, and at the end of it, a young man came up to me, and he said, I really need to talk to you. I knew he was 15 because he told me what year he was in at school. He said, I want to love my dad, but I hate him. And I said, oh, why do you hate him? And he went on to tell me a story about his father who had split up with his mother and, you know, stuff had happened. I think he'd spent some time in prison. And I said, but you don't hate your father because you long to be with him. You do love him. He said, yeah, but last year, he said, I got into trouble because Mum gave me money to buy a school jumper and I didn't. I bought a Father's Day present for my dad. I rang him up and said, Dad, you've got to be home on this day. I'm going to bring this present. And I got there, which involved like a 1.5 hour train trip, and his father wasn't there, and he'd never returned his call since.
Mm.
You know, it's heartbreaking. This 15-year-old boy. So, Dave, these are like the kids that you deal with. I don't know how you do it. Or you do it with love, I know that. But so do you have something to say to that young man and other men, young men like him tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. That what he tried to do was so admirable and so courageous. I commend him for it because that is pure power there. Mm. The fact that he's tried to do it. There's two things. Your earthly fathers, we all, and I actually sat across the table from my son today. He's married. He's 21. Mm. He's married. I sat across him and I said, I failed you at certain points. And there are issues in all of my boys' life that have become from my poor fathering skills and my brokenness. You're going to have to forgive me, and you're going to have to journey your own recovery and healing yourself. And he was generous. He came back to me and said, you've done a pretty good job, Dad. Thank you. But at the same time, it's true. We all are responsible for our own journey of health and well-being. And so the second point I was going to bring out earlier was the fact that you need to get around healthy male role models. I was fortunate enough to have a grandfather, my mum's dad, who was he'd been a missionary out in South America, and he loved to walk. And whenever he came to visit us, we'd go for walks. And I can remember as a 15-year-old going to walk in with my granddad, and him just telling stories of South America, being a 6'4" gentleman amongst Indians in the Andes who are 4 foot nothing.
Yeah.
And ironically, his surname was Savage, and we just thought that was hilarious as kids. And but the sense of identity that comes from the generational history is really important. So to the young man who was hurt, the most powerful tool that we have in our arsenal, whether you have a faith or not, is the tool of forgiveness. And it's that process of going through, and I have to do it many times with my own father, the pain that comes up when he's not there to help you fix your bike, or when he lets you down, or when you tell him I love you and it pains to get the words out and nothing comes back, of going through that process of just forgiving him and just letting him know. You don't necessarily do it to his face because he wouldn't cope with it. Mm. Don't want to shame the man, but just talking it through with him, asking him, just forgiving him and releasing him from the debt he owes you, and walking through that process brings release to you as a person. But then actually seeking out quality, safe male role models who can just be. You don't even have to talk. And that's one of the beautiful things about things like fishing, about just doing stuff where you're playing sport or painting or something, reading even, where you're doing something together, you feel that connectivity and you feel that acceptance. And from there, those deeper conversations can come. So just keep striving, keep pushing. Pushing is probably a bit too harsh at the term, but just keep walking towards that healing because it's so vitally important.
Yeah, I think that young man's going to be a good father himself. And
absolutely.
Look, I'm so delighted we were able to speak. Dave, I know you're on your way to a conference in Canberra and you're in an airport lounge, which is where you don't want to be. As a dad, you want to be home with your kids. Well, I'm glad you spent some time with us tonight.
Oh, no, it's been my absolute pleasure, Stephen.
Dave Stevens. He's, I've got to say it again, he's the principal of Alta One. That's what he does for a living. But who is he? Well, he's the Son of God, and he's a lovely father, and he's my friend.